Blog Talk Radio. June 12th, 2015, and I am Chief Langley. And tonight, I have a co-host with me, Mr. William Bell, and I also have Mother Irma. And tonight, we're going to be discussing the matrix of colonial history. And the matrix of colonial history is to understand an illusion that was written. And many of people don't understand what I mean by an illusion. Reclassification of people, the making of a slave, taking people from their country, taking people from their nations, creating a Negro and a colored man. And who are or who is the Negro and who is the colored? These things are colonial matrix. And what you have to understand, coming out of the history books and go into the archives, because what's in the archives and what's in the history books don't add up. And that medium that's between is the matrix. And what you need to understand, up until about 1930, the history was pure. It's modern day writers, modern day scholars, after the 1930s. And most so in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s that has redefined history. And you got to understand, colonial history is written like the Bible. They give you a romance of things. So tonight, I'm going to break this down for you and for you to really get a grip and understand what is the matrix of colonial history. You got to understand the illusions. As a genealogist, and I tell people all the time, if you really want to know history, you have to first start with the laws. Because there's three different paradigms to history. There are people, there's the law, and there are timelines. And when you go back in history, you need to deal with all three. It's like traveling back in time. You can't go back in history and understand time with a 21st or 20th century mindset of dealing with the 18th and 19th century. You can't do it. If you try, you will fail every time. So my approach to history and through genealogy and anthropology is studying it from a forensics perspective. This is detective work. You got to become a Sherlock Holmes, a Madlock, and for you Negro people out there, you have to become a Shaft. Because these are the things and the mindset that you have to put on to solve the cases of your ancestors. Many people believe that because of slavery, the so-called African-American people can't find their ancestors beyond a certain point. I will argue that depending on what point. What do I mean by that? I want everybody that's listening right now to get a pen and a piece of paper. And what is important that I want you to write down, and this is very important, I want you to write these things down, and I want you to understand many Africans were here before the transatlantic slave trade. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that is that they came in by mean Spain. They were here with the Spanish. So you got to understand, when you're dealing with the Spanish, but when you read colonial history, they try to write the Spanish out of existence, and nothing wasn't here. And they just totally told you a lie. The first encounter of Native people in this country were Spanish and the Africans that came with them. So the key is now is understanding, okay, if you have any African in you, when did your folks come here? And those that have it, don't shy away from going to your cemeteries and finding Spanish names on headstones or graves. This is very important, because those may be your people. Keep that in mind. But because you don't understand and you haven't studied the history, this again is part of the matrix. So I chose the matrix tonight to give you a thorough understanding of what has happened. Slavery, social constructs, religion, and the United States Census. These things, you must understand how the census became a written illusion of who your ancestors may be or not be. I'm going to say it again. The census came an illusion that they wrote into law of what your ancestors may be or not be. So you got to understand, you're dealing with the matrix, dealing with an illusion. Over 600,000 Native American slaves ended up in slavery. And the 600,000, the majority of them was sent to the Caribbean. So what is key here? So when they traded tens, 20, or 30, or 40 years later of slaves back into mainland America, they brought many of the Native Americans back, and many of those Native Americans may have been half-breed mixed with African or Scottish-Irish. So you got to understand, the slave trade, who they're trading, where these people are coming from. Because most people think there is no accountability, but there is. The accountability starts when you study, and you study the ship logs, plantation owner logs, the bill of sales. All of these things tell you what is going on. So you got to understand it. You're dealing with the Matrix. How do you get beyond the Matrix? You have to do your own independent research on your family. I'm sorry. The neighbor next door may not have the same story you have. So you can't generalize history to say everybody is the same. Be very careful with that. Do your own independent analysis of yourself, which is crucial. Will, have any questions?
Yeah. No, no questions right now, Chief. Am I coming in?
Yeah. Four, 4-3, you have any questions?
No, no questions yet.
312, you have any questions? 312?
No, no questions yet. Thank you.
Okay. So what you got to understand, learning history is key. You cannot do this effectively without digging deep into the roots of history and deep in dealing with yourself. Crucial. You break the matrix because that is what they gave us. Understand, these laws are no more than illusion. That's why they can change it tomorrow. Speed limit today is 45 miles an hour. You take the same path and route tomorrow, they change it to 25. And say you have broken the law. It is an illusion. Social constructs is an illusion. It's the Matrix. Slave clothes. Illusions. It's the Matrix. You got to understand this, people. Each time you examine history going forward, look at it as the Matrix of colonial history. It's going to change your mindset. Stand back and look at it. Now when you read, you're going to examine things. Because you have to. Don't follow any more illusion. Nobody know where they come from. I'm sorry. There's a roadmap. And that roadmap will get you back to an origin. Guarantee you. Well, Chief, I don't. Well, follow the roadmap. You can't journey nowhere in life without a map. Even if you take a spiritual journey, you better have a roadmap. If not, you're going to find yourself in the nut house because you can't get back. These things are crucial and very important. So traveling on the spiritual plane, it's just like traveling on the physical plane. These are illusions. First thing all of you have to do is get rid of fear. And religion gives you fear. Because you are now preventing yourself from taking the spiritual journey. Because they're going to tell you, you're talking to demons, you're dealing with spooks, you dealing with ghosts. I don't deal with ghosts when I deal with my ancestors. That was my mother and father. That was my grandmother and father. They are people on a different plane. They're on the spiritual plane. You got to have a spiritual roadmap. You got to have a spiritual mindset. They are no longer here in the flesh, but they are here in mind. That same mind that they had, that same voice that they had, that same energy that they have still exists. Spirits are no more than an angles of light. Energy still exists. You can communicate. But religion would tell you, no, that's taboo, that's voodoo, no, don't mess with that. I am telling you. And you really want to deal with the Matrix? Connect with them. See if mama won't tell you what time it is. See if daddy won't tell you what time it is. See if grandma won't tell you. See if great-grandma won't tell you. Because they're trying to communicate with you. You don't have your spiritual ears open. You can talk to them in the flesh, but you can talk to them in mind. A meeting of the minds. This is what you must understand. I'm not telling you nothing that's hoax. I'm giving you facts. See? You got to break. See, you have people who are awake, and you have people who are awakening. I've been awake for a very long time. Got to understand these things. Breaking the matrix. We are breaking it down. And I want you to understand, when you go into history, you got to go on attack. You have to be an army. And because it is so clustered and so confusing, you have to launch a preemptive strike. What do I mean by that? Being militant when you go on your research. Because you want to move all false positives and all illusions out of your way. And you will find that you haven't been taught how to research. You haven't been taught how to research effectively. See? You got to start learning how to decipher. This is a spiritual journey, and this is a journey that deals on a one-on-one base. Specifically, if you try to include your neighbor may have just gotten here 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Unless your neighbor, grandfather, or great-grandfather grew up with yours, then you may have something in common. Otherwise, go at it alone. We have several organizations. And it took me a while to get this right. I wanted to include. I first started teaching from the tribal aspect. Then I started from the historical society. So we made the shift, created the House of Ancestry. Because uncovering this history, we can cover the history of everyone. So in the House of Ancestry, it's all inclusive for everyone. The Savannah River Chiefdom is a nonprofit educational think tank. It was designed to research and to challenge history and to challenge the ideologies of universities that teach it. That's why it's a non-profit educational fund. I don't play around with this. So the House of Ancestry, where we deal with ancestry, includes everybody. So now people are not coming. Well, I don't know if I'm Indian or not. No, you teach us Indian stuff. No, I need to give the people a better understanding. So that's why we have the House of Ancestry. To tell you about everybody in colonial history. But most people are under the illusion, because of the matrix, white folks were never slaves. I am telling you, they were slaves by the payload. Tons of them. All you have to do is go read slave narratives. But you think slave narratives, because it's under that imbalance, umbrella of African American, you think the only slaves in there are African. I'm telling you, wrong. Because those poor white folks that they call crackers, you will find them in the slave narratives picking cotton. Trust me, go read them. So most folks will say sometimes, well, Langley, no, I'm not a racist. Not by a long shot. I might be prejudiced against certain things. I'm prejudiced against the color purple sometimes. I don't want purple ice cream. I want cherry ice cream. So I'm prejudiced for that. I want butter pecan. I'm prejudiced towards that. Racist? No. To prejudge certain things. That's the difference. But when you get deep down in history, people want to accuse you of that. This is why I have not written any books yet. Mm-mm. I'm going to give it to you raw. Mm-mm. No. Go to the history books. Are very, very important. Well, Langley, why you don't join the mother genealogy? Because too much controversy come with me. What do I mean by that? There's more spear campaigns, fake this, fake that, whatever, and I am a genealogist. They don't realize they fuel me when they come out with that nonsense. Because I'm going to really get deep and tell it to the people. These things are very important. So I don't follow that. The more negative they talk about me, the more I rise. You should do the same in your own personal life. They don't know how much that negativity gives me fuel. I laugh. Time for the nonsense. Know who I am, know who my people are. These things are very important. So the House of Ancestry. And you are a house. Your body on this earth is the temple. Your mind, where your pineal gland at, is the heavens. Inside your mind is the throne of infinite thoughts, which is God. People don't want to understand certain things. When you get a hold of this knowledge, you will become free. Guarantee you. In your mind is infinite. There's no time. There's no space that is measured your capability of learning. Time is only trapped into the human body. You and I measure time. Time doesn't measure us. If any of you ever got into some deep meditation, let me explain something to you. You can go meditate 15 minutes, and you will feel as if you've been gone for 8-9 hours. Because when you meditate, and you truly meditate, you enter into that medium of what is called the Holy of Holies. There's no time in there. That's a space of emptiness. These things are very important. And as a genealogist, I'm very metaphysical and on the spiritual plane of things. Because these things in life is what you need to break that matrix. Their spell has been cast. My great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, and grandmother, my grandmother that raised me, gave me the keys. And my grandfather that raised me from 3 days old gave me the blueprint. So it's up to me now to take the key and the blueprint to change the situation. So how do you do it? See, everything in history, they have left. Everything. They have left. All you have to do to the gold mines and pull it out. This is why I teach classes and teach people how to research and how to look and examine the data. Because you have to change your thinking. Some things you got to look at with a cross eye. Then level your eyes off. How many times with history they try to give you a square inside of a circle? Better understand what has happened. And all of this is based upon these modern day writers. Because those that wrote it back then told it like it was, whether they understood it or they didn't. Another thing to understand, when you're dealing with people in the 16, 1700s, a lot of them had no more than a basic third or fourth grade education. Better understand this. You got to understand that their words that are used today wasn't even invented back then. These are the matrix that you have to break. So you got to understand this. And understand it well. Will, you have any questions?
No, still no questions, Chief, but I was reflecting on what you was meaning about the matrix and that these laws give you the opportunity, knowing those laws give you the opportunity to understand which version of history is true or not, because there are many versions of history, starting off when we were taught as children. That version of history, George Washington with the cherry tree. And, these are just books. The actual, I'm understanding you're teaching is that the actual history is written, but you have to understand where to find them. And you find them in those laws.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. 312, you have anything? 312.
No, not at the moment. Yeah, not at the moment. Thank you.
Four four three.
Good evening. I didn't have any questions, but I did have a statement to make. You touched on on fear. I wanted to say something briefly about that. It's because when we get into studying these laws, you'll see that a lot of these laws that we read are actually the same laws that are created as far as like Christianity are written as laws. So when we don't understand that, and when you put this information out there, that people don't want to even research it, I think that that is a fear, because why wouldn't you want to, if someone is saying that you have this strong belief that if someone is putting this out there, it has to be a fear. It was a fear for me. So to stop actually believing in something that you didn't quite sure about anyway because you had any questions and that weren't being answered, it's hard. And you see people making videos on Facebook about, I mean, crying because they just, when they come to this realization about it. But, you know, when we look at these laws, these Christian laws, these laws, and, you know, to make these people Christians, you know, we don't understand how deep this matrix of brainwashing is. So that's the only thing that I really wanted to touch on. But, you know, I had this image of a devil in my head, and it came from church, and it came from the TV, and it came from the movies. I don't watch the TV much anymore because that foolishness going there, I don't have time for it. It instills fear in you from the news. And then in the racism, it's constant, too. So once people really want to look at some things, they're going to have to turn off their TV and get into some other type of research, because that stuff right there is a constant brainwashing to keep you in the matrix of shopping, buying, consuming, and debt. And we need to get into realizing what this matrix is really all about. And it's all about information, information that is being there, but we just don't know about it because it's not taught to us. And, of course, why would they teach us? They want to keep us dumb. That's my part. Thank you.
You are absolutely correct. Religion is the matrix. It's a belief system. It's a belief system takes you from your original way of thinking. And what people should understand with a belief system is to gear you to think a certain way. And with religion comes fear, comes distrust, comes the demons. All of these things play into religion. Religion makes you racist. Religion makes you prejudiced. When it comes to people, I'm not going to do it this way because the Baptists do it that way. But all of you supposed to be under the same God. But when you come to understand when Christianity and Christendom was introducing to this country, now you understand who got duped. Who introduced it? How was it introduced? That's why I taught a class in that, so y'all would understand. Wait a minute. This thing only been rising about 300 years. Let me explain the matrix of, write this down, because I'm going to take y'all to a spelling, but it was changed. Lord is spelled L-O-R-D. Write it down. Listen to me carefully. The L-A-W-D was once Lord. Became the law. Do you see what they have done? This is how the law has intertwined with the Lord to be judged by a system and to get justice. Irma, did you understand what I just explained?
Yes, indeed.
But when you dig, see, you won't find that word until you dig deeper back into the records. oh, this is what they have done. Time to break the matrix. See, you got to break the code. These spells. What are these spells? These laws. I cast a spell on you. Negro, be in by six. Don't own no gun. Walk on the walk side of the street. You're not an Indian, you're a mulatto, according to the law. The law is a spell, a written spell. You better understand the spell. How they put these words, contents, in sentences, and the vibration they bring about. The frequencies and vibrations they use to make words. The worst letter in the alphabet is the letter D. You get dead, you get dumb, you get damn, you get division. It's destructive. So anything come up under that is destructive. Let's deal with the letter M. Military. Money. Mission. You understand the letter M? Massive. We got to break the matrix of these things. Because what I'm teaching you and what I'm telling you is what you're going to run into when you go into the archives and read this history. See, this country has two histories. There's a history before the American Revolution, then there's a history after the American Revolution. For black folks, African Americans, colored, mulatto, Indian, there's Jim Crow. There's life before Jim Crow. There's life after Jim Crow. See, believe it or not, you're still living in the matrix of Jim Crow. Well, people say, well, Chief, how so? Let me explain something to you. They may have killed one or two slaves. That's a figure of speech. Because for every slave they had at one time, they got so many acres of land. So the masters of the plantations was not inclined to kill their slaves because they would lose their property, acreage. It's not until after Jim Crow came into the play. People start getting hung and burned by the thousands. Got to understand history. These things are very important. You got to understand, where did all the white slaves go? Into these Indian nations, then on out to Oklahoma, playing the advantage of the blood quantum rule. But in the 1617 and early 1800s, they weren't talking about full-blood Indians. They were talking about full-blood Negro. Go read the laws. But people keep in mind that Negro could as well have been an Indian, according to the laws. This is why I tell all of my students, do not waste your time engaging in any social media debates. You want to debate, debate among yourself. Debate among your peers. Do not cast your pearls, as the Bible say, before swine. Don't waste your time. Don't. Because what's going to happen? that negative energy you're dealing with is going to give you a headache. Leave it alone. You got bigger fish to fry. These things are very important. So, get into understanding, soundly understanding, of the laws. Start in the 1400s and deal with the Spanish. Come on up to the 1500s, because every century you have different laws. If I tell people you can find black folks that as Negars, N-E-G-A-R, on a muster roll, which is no more than a census of people in the 1500s, not listed as slaves, they would say I'm crazy. But that's them saying I'm crazy. I know what I've read and what I've seen, so I don't even bother that. Well, why don't you put it out for everybody to get? No. It's a damn shame that you can't put good, wholesome information out now, because the modern day Negroes is going to modify the information, poison it, and put their own spin on history, which is dangerous. That's why I don't put it out. If you're not in any of our groups, you ain't getting it. Get it on your own. It's a shame. This is what we have to deal with. And you're trying to educate people. I don't waste any time with that. 414, have anything?
No, you've been pretty clear. As far as I'm concerned, Chief, I can make comments, but you don't leave any questions to be asked. You've been very clear tonight and every night as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Irma, any questions?
No questions, but I do have a comment. You were talking about the information that's being put out there, false information by people. I just wanted to say, you know, we share a lot of those little things they call memes, and some of them put a lot of information into it to direct you, your thought process to one way. So it's actually they're giving you some information, but not complete information. So what I've started doing is when I see these things and I think they're information out, before I share them, I actually go and do a little research on them, because all we're doing is just continually sharing. I won't completely say misinformation, but information that is not precisely correct. And those are the type of things that keeps us back. If we're trying to become educated and share this information with other people to draw them into, like, what are you even talking about? That's the whole point. We have to get people interested in this information, because everybody is trying to look away and take us somewhere overseas. I would like, I mean, you know, if I'm connected to Africa, I would like to know by which route and by which tribe, and not just say I'm African American. And so I can't go there without first starting here and digging deeper. And so we just have to make sure that when we're sharing this information with these things like that, that we're checking it ourselves and make sure that we're sharing precise information.
I'd like to add to what Irma just said. It's very important where you get your information from, and there's too many of our people not knowing what a credible source is. I mean, they listen to YouTube videos, and I'm not knocking them. There's a lot of good, wholesome YouTube videos. There's a lot of good books that you can read, but you have to learn how to determine the sources of these materials. See, anyone can write a book and pay to have it published, and that's what the people don't understand. Just because it's in one of these books, Does that book have an archive stamp on it? Was that book approved by an association that gives credibility to saying that this is a credible source? These are things that you need to look at. Where are the sources of these information that people are putting out there?
That is absolutely correct. And even when you're dealing with someone revising history, I'm going to say this. When you were in elementary school, the first thing they taught you when you examine a book, who are the authors? Look at the prefix, the suffix. Look at the index. See who these people are. What is the mindset of this person writing this book? Are they biased? Are they prejudiced? Are they racist? What's their opinion on this? You have to examine the authority on that. See, nobody has never questioned the authority of King James, and King James is giving you his version, and how many times the King James version has been rewritten in the past 200 years. Anybody ask that question? Because they're constantly coming out with a new version. I'm sorry, if it's God's word and it's spoken, why is it constantly being changed? So you have to look at, you should let that example show you what they have done to history. The best thing you can do is read old literature, old history books. But when you read them, you need to read it with an analytical mind. Because you're dealing with colonialism from those authors. Everything written by Native American people up until probably 1970 or 1980 was written by white folks. Everything written by black folks in this country up until about the early 1900s of W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington and Harriet Beecher Stowe was written by white folks. So what are you getting in these books? You got to change your thinking. When you pick up a book now, you have to say, who's this author? Because you can have two people writing about the same thing, but each one of them giving you a different perspective. I like his perspective on that subject. I like her perspective on that subject. That's the point of debates. Different ideologies on the same subject. That's why you could be on the same road with two people headed in different directions, but on the same road, heading in a different way. You got to understand these things when it comes to history. That's why I like to read colonial diaries, colonial logs, journals, people telling what happened in their day-to-day lives. And another thing you will find out if you dig deep enough, you will find that many of these plantation owners didn't own these plantations. These were penal plantations, penitentiary farms. They didn't own the stuff. They had to submit to the king and the queen. Now that makes you think, what was the real reason of the American Revolution? since they sent all these British convicts over here, these Scottish Irish convicts over here. I'll be teaching that in class tomorrow. Where did they come from? No wonder these people engaged in slavery. They were criminals themselves. You're going to escape religious persecution, but then come over here and bring slaves with you, and you are a slave in your own country. That's what means, okay, they enslaved me, I'm going to do the same thing? No wonder Britain kicked you out. These things are very, very important. See? Once you learn this history, you digest this history, you analyze this history, you become free in your thinking. You don't have any fear. Do you see these folks walking around here looking arrogant? You just look at them and smile. Yeah, what time your folks came here? What year? Where did you land? Oh, y'all was on the convict ships. You gotta understand. And why were they doing the things they did? This is very important when it comes to history. Don't read nothing without being analytical. Don't study anything when it comes to spirituality without having an analytical mindset to spirituality. Spirituality is where it's happening. Religion is going to get you lost. These things are of importance. I don't know how to stress it anymore. This is what you have to do. It's very important. Don't let nobody tell you why. No one is going to give this to you. This is a journey you're going to have to take. You're going to have to get on this journey, pack your backpack, and go at it alone. And while you're on this journey, you will meet people along the way that just so happen to be traveling the same road in the direction you are going. And in the midst of that, collectively, you engage in dialogue. This is very important. Don't ever forget it. I don't know how to stress it any more. I put out a post, it was yesterday, and they were talking about the slaves in South Carolina, and they said, the majority of the slaves are not even African. They're doggone right, they're not. They are Indian, given that time frame, because South Carolina know when they brought the Africans in, where they placed them. At what timeline? See, the key to your salvation with this is Georgia. Because for the first number of years, Georgia was a free state. Your second clue is to understand that Virginia was kicking people out. And the people that left Virginia went south. Where did they go? Since they no longer wanted them in Virginia. North Carolina, South Carolina. Wow. Georgia's free, no slavery. Let's go to Georgia. What is going on? Understand the matrix of colonial history. And I hope this lesson tonight and this talk have geared you now to understand you were in the matrix a long time ago. How do you get out of it? To remove a spell, you must understand what the spell is. Who created the spell? What does the spell mean? Who created this law? I want everybody on this call from now on to realize that a law is nothing but a spell. Because when you break the law, what kind of spell they cast on you? What's your 7 years of bad luck for breaking the law? Huh? How can you break an illusion? But you go to another country, it don't apply. You don't have to go to another country, it don't apply. Sometimes you just go to another town, another city. It don't apply. Illusion, the matrix. Understand. This is how our genealogy and anthropology classes are going to be going forward. You're going to cast those spells and break that matrix of colonial history. And through understanding, you are able to do this. This is real sovereignty. You can't get no sovereignty better than this in understanding of what is. Why? In order to go into tomorrow, you must understand today. But it was yesterday that developed you into the person you are today. So from today, you're able to see what tomorrow may hold, or what's have been developed in your mind today. I want to be clear on that. We can't change yesterday because it's written, but the effects of yesterday we can change today. That ain't gonna work for me. No. You and I hold a duty. What is the duty? The wrong that your direct bloodline ancestors suffered from because you and I live today. They live. And it's up to you and I to right these wrongs or make it better. They're no longer here in the flesh. They're with us in spirit. But I tell you what, they can return back into the form of the flesh. Trust me. Things get rocky enough, you will see them. Oh, Chief, that's just an illusion. I tell you what, dig deep into the metaphysical of it. Dig into some psychic. Stay on that dimension. But let's deal with some physics. You see how they can materialize back here in the flesh. You think I'm crazy if you want to. That's a science of living that haven't been taught. But they understood it in colonial days. That's why they're afraid of the ghost dance. Let me Let me tell y'all something. The best thing in the world you can do, and I'm speaking from experience, is to think. Get into your meditation. See, there is no proper technique to meditation. What you need to do is just find yourself a spot and empty your mind and go. And when you come back, you may go at 9 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and when you come out of, you think it's 12, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's not even 9 o'clock at night. Because you're going deep. These things are very, very important. There are powers in you. You don't even know exist. If we only use 10% of the brain, there's another 90% out there. But they confuse you with 10% of the brain with 10% of your ties. When ties meant one time, 10% of your time. Ties, time. Money equates to time. Better think about that. That's why you charge for your service of doing something. 10% of tithes, 10% of your time. But you only use 10% of your brain. There's the other 90%. See, that's a whole other topic for me to talk about. But the power is within you. All of you. It's not without. It's within. So you got to dig into your diet. You got to dig into your thoughts. You got to work on your spiritual man, your soulful man, and your physical man. You got to get your spirit in tune with your physical body and your thoughts. These things are very important. You see folks giving these videos about, we got to be one with nature, and they're out walking in the barefoot. Why don't they go in the cemetery and walk barefoot? Because they're scared. Go walk where your ancestors are buried at. You want some power. Go walk on their grave. But they tell you it's taboo to walk on the grave. Really? To be honest with you, embalming is not good for your ancestors. That's another matrix. See, they have taken the power away from the universe on the earth. You know why? Because when we bury our ancestors now, we bury, first thing, we embalm the body. Then we put them in a coffin. Then we put them in a concrete vault. How are they back to the earth? Another trick. But if you bury someone back to the earth, ashes to ashes, where those bones go back, that flesh go back to the earth, and all you find is those bones. Now when you walk on the sand and the dirt, you're walking on your ancestors. How you going to do that inside of a steel vault? Look how many layers they got. The embalming is one layer. The coffin, the steel coffin is another layer. The concrete vault is another layer. telling you. People interfere with your burial practice that is spiritual. It's not like going to a mound to get some power. Ain't nothing in you. Well, okay. I am just letting y'all know. I am giving you food for thought. Then they create this law to make you do it. Better understand what type of rituals they're running, taking these mummies from Egypt and everywhere else and running them around this country in these museums. You don't see them doing dead American people like that, do you? I'm giving you food for thought. Carefully. I want you to think from now on. Think. Think. Have anything, Will?
No, Chief. I don't have anything right now.
Irma, have anything?
No additional.
312, you have anything?
No, I'm just thinking about all the things that you said and processing it and still thinking. But thank you. You gave me a lot of food.
Okay.
Food for thought.
Okay. Well, y'all don't have anything else? I open the floor up for some general conversation. We have 15 minutes left. Any inputs, anything you want to add, feel free to do so.
Hey, Chief.
Yes.
I did want to talk about, when you were talking about the law out in books, because you turned me on to a lot of books on Google. So I have built quite a library of the free books there. And a lot of those old books, they have a lot of enormous information. And one of the books I was actually reading, and I want to say Woodson, or it may have been Benjamin Griffith Brawley, that may be his name. But he mentioned that the laws were Roman laws. And that intrigued me because it's saying, so we're not even talking about just British laws. We're talking about these laws have come before they just get passed down. So, you know, we have to look at how old these laws are, so we just continually put more laws on us. So we actually seem like we're moving back into an era where they're just continually making laws, and we don't even know what they are anymore. We could be breaking a law right now, a felony, and you don't even know it because you don't know the laws. And these people that get away with breaking laws, which you would think is supposed to be like law enforcement, but we would think them to be just as criminal as most people, because we don't know the law. So they get away with things that we would not get away with. And so I guess that's completely right, which you say these laws are spells, but they're not meant to protect us. They're meant to protect the establishment. And that's always the way that these laws have been written. And when you go back and look at them, it's really sad because it's like, how are we ever going to get above this? So we have to educate ourselves. We have to be able to get this information out there to help educate other people so they can get beyond the mentality of a school, public school education, because they're just feeding us basically what they want us to know, is to program our minds to be caught in their matrix, when actually when you start doing your own research, even if it's misinformation. Let me tell you, when I started looking for general information about my family and stuff like that, because this whole African-American thing, people, when I came on Facebook, you know, I don't know where to go. My husband's into Facebook. I really don't want to be bothered with that crap. There's too much drama. So I come on there. And you know, I start looking in these different groups, a lot of drama for us and arguing. But I did find a lot of information that led to Africa. Okay, African-American, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, this is where everything is always pointed. But like I said, we have to look at where we are now and these timelines and different people. So they just feed us a little bit of information to make us think one certain way. And if we don't get to where we get these blinders off, where we can actually turn our head both ways and start looking around and up and down, we will find that it's some treasures that's out there that would just completely blow your mind. And then you'll just open your eyes and say, it's all crap. It all is complete matrix of misinformation. And all you got to do is find one thing that's, like, true, and then you're digging in the dirt. Like, where are all the skeletons? And it's truly unbelievable. And I am really enjoying the stuff that I'm finding. I mean, you know, and sometimes it's not even about the ancestor thing, I think, because I know that all of that is going to come when I get my mind right and finding all of this information out there. It's writing your own story. So I'm following three people that's the same name in the same place. But eventually, I'm going to connect to these people because I'm following each one of their stories, where they went, who, what they bought, who they knew. So, you know, we have to connect back to who we are and get away from all of this stuff that they put out there. Because, you know, it's just all crap.
You are absolutely correct. Have anything, Will?
No. Don't have anything. I appreciate the knowledge that you brought in. You, Irma, and everyone else that participated with the discussion tonight, because closed mouths don't get fed, but it does do a person a lot of benefit to be quiet sometime and just listen.
That is the key. People don't realize silence is spiritual. You can listen in silence. You can actually speak in silence. All you got to do is have somebody want to argue with you, and you don't say nothing. They totally get upset because you're quiet. Because your silence speaks. The key to listening in life is silence. We listen with our eyes. We listen with our ears. We can listen with our mouths. That's why the number five is so powerful, because the number five deals with the five senses. Things are very important. In the House of Ancestry chat last week, I gave an assignment. And the assignment was for everyone to take a new identity of a name. And that name come with letters, was identified with numerology. And when you put them together, you're dealing with a frequency and vibration. This is an experiment we're doing. And I chose that experiment to show you how names become power because of the letters and the mnemonics that are involved with it. This is very, very important. court. Because this is going to take you back to ancient times where words had power. They had meaning. This is what you are creating. Watch how it resonates. Watch what frequencies and energies you tap into. These things are very important. So, tomorrow after class, everyone will need to expose what name they created, what number you created it under, what letter you created it under. These are very important. And on that note, anybody don't have anything else? We've had fun tonight. This is probably our first open display talk like this. I really enjoy it, so we're going to do it more often on the radio. So, on that note, everybody have a good night, and I'll see y'all in class tomorrow. Good night.